This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For your day, how do you do? Are you deciding to have a good day? You haven't been the victim of indecision so far. Victoria Keelan has decided to make this a good day. Kara Schillen has decided to make it a good day. Jennifer is not here. She's helping her father try to mop up a rather large puddle, some kind of a flood in her father's house. So that ought to be good for a story come tomorrow. But today's stories are what we're interested in. This is art imitating life. Last night, I was watching a rerun of Madam Secretary, an episode I hadn't seen from last year. And it was about, among other things, the Chinese becoming aggressive and buzzing over a U.S. warship and hitting a portion of the ship so that three American sailors died. And I was, watch that. I was thinking about what happened yesterday, the situation with the U.S. Navy and that container ship. What I don't understand, the Japanese haven't done a great job of reporting it. Our people seem to know what's going on from our point of view. But the ships that are in the U.S. Navy have the same devices on them, unless I'm mistaken, that airplanes have. So that you'll know what's around you in any direction from 5 to 7 miles away. I think most people know that these devices that airplane has have tell them in enough time so that if they had to avert or move out of the way of something that was, you know, in the same space or going to be in the same space within the next 30 to 40 seconds, they could take evasive action. And so
right, radar shows them.
The radar screen that shows what's going on all around you, up and down and everywhere. So how is it that the Navy doesn't have these, or I thought they did have them, and if they did have them, then how come it wasn't working when they plowed into this container ship?
I thought the Japanese ship plowed into us.
Well, it may have been, but that still we should have known
but
it was
either
there.
Either way, I mean, and these are big ships, so if there's someone standing on the deck, you could just yell and say, hey, this ship is getting way too close.
Right, exactly.
I agree with you. I have no idea how this happened. This is very bizarre.
Yeah, it is very bizarre.
Was the Japanese ship, did someone lose control? Was the captain asleep at the wheel, literally,
well,
or drunk?
So,
like
we
some
could
of the
have
cruise
done
ship captains?
Had evasive action.
Yeah, because apparently the container ship changed direction and like from the course that it was on, so it was coming towards the ship, the Navy ship. But either way, this thing was three times bigger than the Navy ship. So you think that you could see it from pretty far away.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
very
a lot
weird.
Of questions to be answered, as is the case with that wildfire in Portugal. This is something, when you think about what's going on, the amount, this is something you just don't see in a place like that. You know, we have wildfires over here all the time, but over there, they're not prepared for it. That's why so many people have died. I don't have a comment other than, gee, that's too bad.
It's just sad, How did it start? Does anyone know?
No, it doesn't look like anybody. I haven't seen anything that suggests. I won't say I don't know or people don't know. I just know that I haven't seen anything.
Right.
So, anyway, I was saddened to see, although I don't know that I had great respect for him until I thought, okay, his first acting job was as Flounder in Animal House. How many people remember Stephen First as we focus back on people in the news? Stephen First, who played the beanie-wearing frat boy Flounder in Animal House. Is no longer with us, 63 years old, had diabetes, and the last several years he's had a tough time. He also was in St. Elsewhere and Babylon 5. Man, those people that were in that show, Jerry Doyle's dead. He was one of the stars of Babylon 5, and First as well. So Anyway, his this would be a great quiz. Who remembers? But it would be an age thing, because I'm betting neither of you know what his name was in Animal House, right? What the character's name was.
I mean, I don't remember.
Have you seen
what
the movie?
Real name? Yeah, I've
either
seen Animal House.
You have seen
I know
House.
That. Okay. I know his nickname in the movie was Flounder, but I don't. Yeah. I don't yeah. know. I wouldn't know what his character's real name was.
Mm. Kent Dorfman.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have known that.
No. And John, I'm trying to remember the name of the guy, John Vernon, that was it. John Vernon was the president of the college. And, of course, this was a great vehicle for John Belushi. It kind of got him going.
Yep.
Bluto was his character's name.
That's the one thing I wish there was more of him in the movie. That was the only thing when I first saw it, I thought, oh, wow, I wish there was more Belushi in it.
Yeah, yeah. He was very heavy set. That's how you remember. I'm not talking about Belushi. I'm talking about first. You have to recognize him instantly. One of those.
Yeah.
There's just it's time passing, and things are changing. And it's with people and circumstances. Here's an idea. I wonder what you all think of this. This is a question that's coming up more and more, especially in the summertime when people are out drinking and having a good time. Do you know it's becoming a national nuisance? Those little bottles, miniature vodka and liquor bottles that you get on an airplane, and I guess you can buy them in a liquor store. They call them nips. Do you ever buy any of those, Victoria? Cares to you.
Unless I'm on an airplane.
Yeah.
I don't. But I know what you mean. Sure, they're in all the liquor stores. Yeah.
So I'm driving up and down the street yesterday from my house and a couple of farms to the main farm. And for some reason or other, I'm looking along the side of the road as I'm driving up the road in the tractor, and I see all these little bottles along the side of the road. We've had a lot of rain, and they seem to be collecting, and, you know, in places where leaves and trash collect along the side of the road, usually just before a drain. You're seeing all of these things, and I noticed that there is a move afoot to add in some states a 5-cent deposit on these containers that would, you know, hopefully you get the... Are people going to bother with 5... Do people bother anymore, unless you're homeless, with the 5 cents that you get back on the tin cans? And...
I don't even... You're going to laugh at me. I'm not even sure how that works. Like, I know that it says it's a 5-cent deposit, but what do you do with it?
Bring it back to the... You bring it to the store. They're recycling bins in a lot of stores, and you can...
And you get a nickel back.
In my neck of the woods, the homeless go around and pick up these cans, and they bring them...
Oh, all over Manhattan.
And they put them in the thing, and they get their nickel back.
Right.
So, wasn't there a group named Nickelback we were talking about?
Yes.
I honestly think, unless you're homeless, I don't think most people want nickels in their wallet.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're more useful than pennies.
Yeah.
But I don't really use them for all that much.
But there's...
I don't ever have any cash or change on me.
Do you ever see, though, these sort of, these bottles or things that are close to the drains in the
cities? I see them all the time, and it's actually funny. Yeah, it's definitely in the city, and I went to Pride in Baltimore over the weekend, and just standing at one of the concerts, you look at the ground, and the ground was just covered in these little bottles, which is just gross.
It is gross. So
I applaud the homeless population for helping us all recycle, though.
Yeah. Well, so if the 5-cent a bottle that's being suggested in a lot of states has a deposit for these things, will that fix the problem? Well, it I guess at least addresses the problem, but does it fix the problem is the question.
I think people care even less about the little ones than they do about the bigger ones.
Yeah,
but you know, again, unless you're homeless and you're collecting bottles.
It's the same sort of thing as people flipping cigarette butts out of the window of the cars they're driving along.
Cigarette butts.
Kind of indecent, what's the right word for it? It's thoughtless, and... I just don't see...
Cigarette butts really annoy me because they just, besides rotting vegetables, they're one of the largest offenders of landfills. I mean, they cigarette butts, there's nothing you can do with them. No one should be smoking anyway. It grosses me out to even see anyone smoking in 2017.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they end up just sitting in landfills forever unless we ship them off
to
space.
On the side of the road, and they, you know, they get sent into... This is another... We can get into a whole philosophical discussion of smoking and government involvement in supporting the tobacco industry, that kind of stuff. It seems so anti-productive. All right, so I'm going to make everybody feel good again. Time for us to have... I actually had this conversation. I went to the barbecue last night, and we were talking about one of the fellows that was there listens to me, and he wanted to know about Super Beats, and we were talking with his family about the benefits, because there are some people in his family that have some health challenges, and we were talking about the gut. I sounded like a walking commercial. And Charlie said to his family, "Isn't he smart? Isn't he interesting?" Well, I have a lot of angles on different things, and it comes about as a result of me being curious and also having connections to lots of information. So when the folks 3 years ago started to ask me about whether I could sell this product or talk about it on the air convincingly, what am I going to say? No, I couldn't do it. But I really do have credibility in this area because I am interested in my own health. And it's something that comes across. Victoria is interested in her health, and Kara is. We're all serious about our health. So we do something for it in the form of drinking Super Beats. So I explained to these people at the table about Super Beats and how there are 3 beets in every teaspoon and they're powdered. The lady said, "Well, how do they get such a lot into a small..." Because I love beets, she says. "I'd have 3 beets every day." And Charlie said, "Yeah, but then you'd have a red trail," which has happened. This is true. Beets, it is. It can be red coming out of both ends.
Oh, boy.
It works. All right, anyway. So that's not the case. When you are using Super Beats, it's a bottle or a glass of fitness. That's really what it is. Super Beats give you the benefits without the bad taste. No extra sugar. It's all non-GMO beets that are grown. They are cooked. They are soft dried. And they're put into this canister. So you get enough in each canister for 30 days, teaspoon a day. Get it into a glass of water or into a smoothie or something like that. And just feel the energy boost. I had an experience. I was talking about this. I'm not a caffeine drinker. And I don't understand caffeine. So when I was talking to my pal about how this works, because she's drinking coffee, and I said, "Do you have this jittery?" Because she doesn't appear to have this jittery sort of response to what goes on when you have coffee, but I've heard that you could really, you know, I guess you get used to it after a while. So I was feeling logy on Friday, and it was hot and humid, and I had work to do, so I took an energy pill that I'd had around. I've never touched it before. And within 20 minutes, man, was I a nervous mess. I was jittery, and it just felt weird. So if you have that every time, this is, and I looked at the bottle after I took it, it was all caffeine. So if you're having caffeine and it makes your body go, whoo, 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 maybe you need to go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order your 30-day free supply along with your first order. Get free shipping as well. That's DougLikesBeats.com. Get your order. Get your health. Get your energy. Get your blood going in the right direction. It's all fabulous. And it's very easy. And it's a great investment in your health, frankly. DougLikesBeats.com. I can tell the story a different way every day, and I do. But the bottom line is this is really good for you and your health and good for your family as well. It's all natural Super Beats. Order them now at DougLikesBeats.com.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
You've heard the
the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Danny Harrison, George's son, now ready to go it alone. He's prepping his first solo album, booked his debut solo gigs for next month. He's released 3 full-length albums and 2 EPs with his electronic front. What do they call that? EPs are extended play. That's with his group. The new No 2? New number 2?
The new number 2, yeah.
New number 2. Harrison has signed a solo deal with BMG Records, working on an album for release later this fall. In the press release, there is the following, quote, echoing his influences over the past few years as a composer, Harrison's new music paints a cinematic soundscape. His first performance is going to be July 24th at the Echo Club in Los Angeles, followed by a slot at the Panorama Music Festival in New York on July 30th. I'm going to be in L.A., but it's the weekend before that. I think it's the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. So I would go to see, just to see what the kid looks like and if his mannerisms are like his father.
He's a doppelganger to his father.
He?
Oh,
really?
It's almost eerie. Yep.
Seeing how close they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's incredible.
Well, he's become friends with some of the people that his father was friends with, like Eric Clapton, the Wu-Tang Clan, Prince. We played with him, Pearl Jam, Jacob Dylan, Ben Harper. Sons of, my son worked for Jacob Dylan for 4 years. He had a band, and he used the proceeds from the band to start a production company, and he now produces most of the high-scale, upscale car and supermarket advertising, a lot of commercials that are high-end. This kid produces, he's probably 40s. But it's interesting to see where these people go when they take the fame, they do something with it, and they create something. I think the kid's got a lot going for him, actually. And you sound like you believe that's the case too, Victoria.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I've seen Danny Harrison do lots of different Beatles tributes. He's played with Paul McCartney and Ringo, and Ringo's all-star band. He's played with them. So it'll be interesting to hear his solo music.
Oh, I remember where I saw him. He was when Ringo was here. We saw him a couple of years ago, the all-star band. And, yeah, Harrison's son was the drummer, I think. Wasn't he? Isn't he a drummer? What does he play?
No, he's guitar and sings.
Is he a guitar? Really?
Ringo's son, Zach Starkey, is a really good drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Zach Starkey has played with a lot of different really famous people.
When Ringo is on the stage, there's always another drummer in case he doesn't want to drum and he wants to just go out and fool around and sing.
Yeah.
And so that, good luck to the kid. Good luck to him. Yeah. That's good. Vince Gill. Wow, this is a pretty impactful reality. Vince Gill is the newest member of the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's going to fill the void supposedly left behind by Glenn Frey's departure. A couple of weeks ago, they started rehearsing for their reunion shows at festival gigs in New York and L.A. this summer. He said he had to pinch himself. It was a surreal experience. Don's there, Timothy is there, I'm singing these songs. What an amazing gift. So on the 15th of next month at Dodger Stadium, the Eagles with Henley and Timothy B. Schmidt and Joe Walsh will reunite for their first full show since Glenn Frey died last year. Classic West, it's called. All-Star Weekend featuring Fleetwood Mac, Steely Dan, Journey, Vince Gill, and Glenn Frey's son Deacon are going to be there. Wow. This is something else. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet dog looking a little disheveled? If your cat is looking less than cuddly, perhaps a makeover is in order. It's amazing what a good hairstyling, shampoo, conditioning, and blow dry can do. Not only will your pet look and smell a whole lot better, but he or she will feel better too. You know how good you feel after a trip to the salon or spa? Why not do the same for your four-footed best friend? And in addition to the obvious cosmetic reasons for making over your pet, there's another good reason to treat your pet to a makeover, the emotional pick-me-up it offers. Even if your pet is not particularly dirty or unkempt, he or she can benefit from a makeover for purely emotional reasons. Keeping your pet's physical appearance is important not only for cosmetic improvement, but for the emotional reasons as well. Of course, your pet will be happier when annoying hair is removed and he or she feels and smells fresh. But your pet will also feel good knowing that you cared enough to make him or her feel that way. A bath for your dog, a bath for you, you all feel a whole lot better. A day at the spa, come on, it's worth it. Put a smile on your pet's face. Do a makeover. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The universe. Here we are, the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Kara on Air Victoria, at On Air Victoria on Twitter, and at C. Schillen and at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV show. A lot of nice things posted for Father's Day by fathers and their families of the events taking place. I actually started the day yesterday with a nice brunch and then worked on the farm and little barbecue, talking to the kids, that sort of thing. I think sometimes people overcook these things, that is, that they have too much significance, or you place too much significance on what happens or what doesn't happen. It's a day. It's nice to be acknowledged. Nice to have the opportunity to share time with your family and loved ones. But I know a lot of people who get wrinkled if they don't get out of it. Oh, where are my kids? Why did they call me? You know, is it thoughtless not to call your father on Father's Day?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. I didn't have that experience, but I wondered if
wouldn't you be a little hurt if both of your kids ignored it?
I've never had the experience where
right.
I don't know, but I know some people who have, and it's sort of sad in a way not be acknowledged if you have you want to know that people care about you. That's just a human condition. I saw something this morning about
opportunity and how we're presented with opportunities every day. And this is one example. If you don't take them, the opportunity of saying I love you to somebody that you care about. Saying I love you is a very important exchange. If you mean it, if you're just saying it out of rote, no, it's not any value at all. But if you mean it, then it's there's a healthy exchange of energy that comes with words, whether you know it or you don't know it. I'm a firm believer, you know, in a spiritual sense of the power of the universe and how we have people sent to us and resources sent to us and the things that we need, abundance. If you have an idea of how to think and clearing your mind clearly is something that's hard for Americans. As the clutter that came about on my Facebook page, excuse me, or on my email box, actually, as a result of the Megyn Kelly interview, I was talking about Putin in the interview with Oliver Stone earlier, but the Megyn Kelly thing with Alex Jones last night was an exercise in ego, and the fact that the attention that was given to it is such drivel. Alex, and I say this to all of my brethren in this fabulous world of talk radio that I'm in, and you're in, Victoria and Kara, there are very few good opportunities because there are not a lot of people doing this anymore and know how to do it and get people's attentions and say things that will help people. I don't know how Alex Jones helps anybody. All he does, and when you look, I say this because I think the same about Breitbart, but I know that there are those of you who like Breitbart and think that what happens there happened there was fabulous. I've grown up in a right of center world where to be conservative means to have values and to want to save things. I don't know how it's gotten warped into...
So that means the people on the left have no values?
No, I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say
okay,
that.
Okay, but that's...
You're making
know,
a
that's
wild assumption.
Well, no, that's how
you,
it sounded, the way
no,
you phrased
to you it
that.
Sounded that way, because I think that you're very sensitive to that sort of thing. I'm not sensitive to political feelings, because I think they've been drowned out in a sea of unreality. To have the likes of Breitbart and Alex Jones, maybe even to a further extent, try to define a major portion of the population of our country. I find it, and maybe on the other side as well, Victoria, I find it wildly offensive that people would put, and there's an assumption that's made sometimes, I say this lovingly to you, there's an assumption that if you don't say something, then you mean something. I don't think these guys leave anything to your imagination. I don't. I think that Alex Jones is an interesting character, gives us cause to think. Does he help? I don't see, and maybe this is a huge leap of faith on my part. I think I help people on the radio. I think we help people on the radio. I'll tell you, a lot of the stuff Alex Jones puts forth, I believe there's some of these conspiracy theories. I really do think that the government is up to no good in a lot of ways. But, excuse me, I don't know that I feel the anger, although you know, I think Victoria thinks sometimes I get off on a toot and I do sound angry. Well, I am angry about some stuff. But am I making any sense here? The fact that these guys are angry all the time, there's nothing good anywhere. Everything is bad.
Right.
I don't see that as being productive.
It's not.
No, it isn't. And I think
you're right.
You find it on both sides of the political spectrum. Things are not all bad. As a matter of fact, if you really wanted to take your life and stack it up, even if you don't want to compare it to anybody's, think about what your health is like, what your resources are like. You have a good family life. I'm betting most of you have good family, good friends, a good job, a good home. And so why is it that we spend so much time talking about or giving credibility to people who want to tear that down? I ask that as a rhetorical or a non-rhetorical question. Victoria, you can take a shot at it. What is there about the human condition that makes us want to go down that road. I just told you that I think that spirit, God, infinite intelligence, whatever it is, gives you pretty much anything that you want if you ask for it. I just don't think people, they'd rather complain. There's something about the human condition. It seems to be more fun to complain. What are you complaining about? You got lots of great stuff. And if Father's Day isn't yesterday, I was thinking that. How wonderful my life is. I have two wonderful children. I have great friends, people who care about me, starting the day with a nice meal and brunch and conversation and working with my people on the farm and having time on the phone with the kids and going to a little barbecue. You know, life is basic. And you can find something bad if you want to. I don't really want to most of the time. I don't want to.
Right.
All right? Who wants to be unhappy? All right. Now, go ahead. You had something you wanted to say, and I think I short-circuited you.
No. I agree with you. I mean, you know, people call it coming from a place of yes, and I like to do that as much as possible.
I never heard that before. That's great. Really? Where did you hear that first? Coming from a place of yes. That's fabulous.
You're going to really laugh when I tell you where it comes from.
Go ahead.
From Bethany Frankel, who is one of the Real Housewives of New York City. She's also, you know, a very successful businesswoman and everything. But she said in one of the episodes, you know, I like to come from a place of yes. And she was talking about another person who was very negative. And she said, obviously, you come from a place of no on everything.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, I think she even wrote a book called A Place of Yes.
Really?
That was a bestseller. Yeah. So, but that's where it comes from. But it's a really, it was the first time I had heard that. And
I was thinking it came from your Quaker background for some reason.
No.
That's what I thought of immediately when I heard that.
No, it comes from the Housewives of New York.
What's wrong with this picture? The Quakers or the Housewives of New York? Okay. I'm going to have this. I'm holding that in balance for a moment. We'll have a few important words and then some more important words. The words about some things going on in the world of sports. Sports news up next here on the DJV Show.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz Van Power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's Van Power for all. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Sports time, 45 at the hour on the DJV Experience with Doug and Victoria and Kara. All right, so you want to step up to the plate? Excuse me. Subtle. Isn't that very subtle?
Yes, except this is not a baseball story, so your sports analogy is a bit mixed.
What do I know about sports?
I know.
Michigan Wolverines.
Yes, and the Michigan Wolverines. They have the coach, Jim Harbaugh, has invited former President and First Lady Barack and Michelle Obama to be honorary captains for the upcoming football season. If they accept, then they will join other people like Michael Jordan and Tom Brady, who were honorary captains last year and appeared at different Michigan football games. So it's sort of a tradition that Michigan does. They have a bunch of celebrities who, you know, it's good for morale for the school, and to have some famous people show up on the sidelines is kind of fun. So Harbaugh has extended the invitation. I don't believe he's gotten an answer yet from the Obamas, who might be.
So what do? They show up at one game or something? Is that what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, I think, went to a few different games, and Michael Jordan did as well. So maybe if they do one game or two, they basically just, you know, it's just for team and school morale. It's really just, you know, kind of it's a nice gesture.
Okay. The Columbia Fireflies, minor league baseball team that has Tim Tebow on it, faced the Charleston River Dogs in South Carolina Friday night. The River Dogs took full advantage of having Tebow on the field. They even had the scoreboard graphics ready. When the lineups were announced, every player who wasn't Tebow had not Tim Tebow under his photo.
This is a good prank.
Yeah. Also put a photo of Tebow crying from his Florida football days behind every photo of every player. Very funny. The River Dog mascot even added eye black stickers to his furry costume and mimicked Tebow's football days. The red John on one side and 316 on the other, a reference to John chapter 3, verse 16, that is favorite of Tebow's. Did most everybody know that, or am I assuming that people know that?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's very connected. He is a very religious guy. The sellout crowd loved the prank, cheered every time Tebow made an appearance, even though he was an opposing player. He's been very popular in the minor leagues, and has made a habit of signing autographs, taking pictures with fans. Very smart, but I'm not sure he's doing it just because it's smart. I think he's a genuinely good human being. That's what
I think a lot of people would say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the guy personally up close, and But so can I take that back? Take the conversation back to where we were a few minutes ago, talking about the good. See, we glorify the Alex Joneses of the world and the people who are distressing and distractful, but we have a Tebow who does get air time, and there are a lot
from
of people
us,
like
at
him.
Least.
Yeah, well, I think he gets a lot of time.
But I think that all of us try to have stories like this because we want to focus on the positive and the good.
Right, yeah, and because he makes people feel good. We all want to, I think we need to work harder at feeling good, even though there are sometimes silly things that happen. I noticed that the Italian fashion designer, is it Dolce & Gabbana? Is that how it's pronounced? They have taken criticism for supporting Melania Trump. They're apparently... Do the Trumps, she just likes their brand? Is that it? She wears their clothing?
She wears a lot
expensive?
Of Dolce. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She wore a $51,000 coat.
Really?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Turning backlash, it got into a mock fashion campaign calling it hashtag boycott Dolce Gabbana. They've created boycott T-shirts that will sell for $250. Good. Stick it to them. I'm for doing that. All right, that's from the Don't Really Care department, but it's fun. 10 before the hour.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Three past the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is aired around the country every weekend. So we're getting the planning, the ideas and things that we discuss here are really insightful because we know as a result of Tom being here what's going to be on the program this weekend. So you get a little bit, a little spice, a little bit of a slice of life when it comes to helping your home be better. And then you can listen to the whole program on the weekend. Go to moneypit.com and to find a station near you or just listen to the podcasts of it. Very cool stuff. Lots of helpful information. And so with that in mind, we have questions from listeners that hopefully the answers to will help you in your predicament. So we'll get some answers in a moment here from Tommy the K.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
All right, time of the K, 56 after the hour. We have some questions from intelligent listeners. Miranda, for example, is concerned because it's hot that her air conditioning isn't getting very cold.
Yep.
Now, I would want to know whether this is whole house air conditioning or is this an air conditioning self-standing unit, and what does it take to charge it up, Tommy?
Well, I'll presume for this answer that she's talking about central air conditioning. And, you know, when you turn the system on and it worked last summer and you're kind of expecting it to work this summer and maybe you're not feeling the same level of comfort, it's possible that you could have lost some refrigerant over the season. Mm-hmm. And an easy way for you to test your air conditioning to see if it's really working up to par or not, Doug, is really quite simple. You measure the temperature at the supply register. So you find one of your ducts, that one has a pretty strong airflow coming out of it, and measure the temperature there. Mm-hmm. And then compare that to the temperature at the thermostat. You ought to be seeing a 15 to 20 degree difference in temperature. If you're not seeing that much, then but you're seeing something like maybe, I don't know, 8, 10 degrees, the refrigerant's probably low. Uh-huh. And that could be addressed with a service call. So that's an easy DIY way for you to tell if your air conditioning is kind of working in the normal range or not.
Well, the other thing is, if it's losing its charge, there must be a leak somewhere. So you don't want to just bring somebody in to recharge it. The person that comes in needs to be smart enough to be looking for leaks.
Absolutely, agree.
Yeah, because otherwise, where's the stuff going to go? It's going to be leaking out. All right, here's listener Anna has been doing a lot of grilling. Her gas grill needs an extreme makeover. Is there a way of doing it? Didn't you just do that to yours? Don't I remember you?
No, I did. And actually, in my case, what I did was because my burners were completely rusted out, so rather than buy a whole new barbecue grill, I ordered new burners online and kind of just replaced the guts. But, I mean, just unless your burners are physically damaged like mine were, you don't have to do that. But what you do want to do is sort of take the whole thing apart. You want to soak the grids in really hot water. You want to pull out the lava rock or the ceramic briquettes if you have that kind of thing. You can clean them with a wire brush. You want to check all the rubber hose connections for the propane. Here's a trick of the trade for that. Take a little bit of dish soap and water and mix it together and then sort of brush that on to those connections. If you see it bubble up, you have a gas leak. So that's an easy way to figure out if your propane is leaking, and much safer than using a match, I might add.
Right, yeah. Boom!
Right.
Not smart at all.
Once you clean that everything that's associated with your grill, then you can kind of put it all back together. And if you do that, you know, in mid-season, and pre-season, then mid-season, you're going to be good to go. And then do it at the end of the season, it'll be ready for the next summer.
Yeah. Don't put it away with all that garbage and stuff on it, for sure. So, all right, there you go. A couple of great tips. Thanks to Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at moneypit.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.